Luke Fox joins me in studio now. He of the Twitter handle, Luke Fox Jukebox, best Twitter handle in the game. What's going on, Luke?
Oh, not much. How are you?
I'm very well. So what did you make of the term and the dollar amount yesterday for Leon Draisaitl?
Well, I think it makes sense for both the player and the team. I don't think there was any way the Oilers could get around not paying him, and you don't want to really mess around with the bridge deal because, say,
teams don't do that anymore, really.
It's fallen out of favor. It really has, because you mess around and give him, what, 4 years, 5 years?
Yeah.
When that expires, he's 26 years old, and he's ready to really cash in if he has any years even close to resembling what he had last year. And I think you can't underestimate what he did in the playoffs and just the amount of not only his production, but his two-way game and his versatility. The fact he can play with McDavid or without him and carry a line on his own. Mm-hmm. So, it seems to fall into the mold, as many people have said, like the Crosby, Malkin, Taves, Kane. You pay two big superstars a ton of money. The only difference is they're paying these guys for cups that they hope or they firmly believe will come, whereas in the other cases, they're paying for cups that they already have.
Yeah, and it kind of makes more sense to pay for futures, right, than past. What's done in the past is done. Like, that's just a reward. What you should be paying for is something that you expect to happen. This kind of makes more sense, doesn't it?
It does make more sense. The guy's only 21.
Yeah.
So they're going to get the eight best years of his hockey career, you would think. Mm. The eight best years of Connor McDavid. And these are good problems to have. So, yes, there'll be cap issues, but you can't blame a GM for paying his superstars. What we will look at is the Milan Lucic's of on the Oilers. You know, the older guys that are getting maybe not that kind of money, but still a lot of money. And, does he fall off? And did the last few years of the Lucic deal look bad in retrospect?
So I mentioned the trickle-down effect. And the Bruins have the more pressing need because David Pastrnak needs a contract. Do they like this? It doesn't feel like they enjoyed the news yesterday.
No, they probably hated it.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is this franchise has a bad history with players like
they
this.
Can't let him go
coming off their entry level deal. No, they have no choice. They have to keep Pastrnak. He's the kind of guy that brings fans out of their seats. Well over 30 goals as a 21-year-old, same age as Draisaitl. He shouldn't get as much as Leon Draisaitl did because he plays the wing. He's not a centerman, has no aspirations to play center, doesn't quite have the two-way game or the big body that Draisaitl has. But, man, he can fly and he can finish. You need goal scorers in this league. So it's important that they keep him. The problem with Boston is they have a lot of big salaries already. Mm-hmm. And do you go out and pay Pastrnak the same as you paid Marchand or even more when he's your MVP and
yeah.
he was in the heart conversation? But they might have to because the bar just got raised that much higher.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the cost of doing business, I know it's bad optically because nobody is taking Pastrnak over Marchand. Like, yeah, Marchand's the better player, plays for Team Canada. He's spectacular. He's every team in the National Hockey League. Well, they'd want both of them, but Marchand, unequivocally, is the better player. But yeah, if you got to go beyond that deal, which you probably are going to have to, right? Because what's his cap hit? 6 points something, whatever.
Yeah,
I mean. And J.D. Bunkus and I were talking about this yesterday about maybe the ancillary, like, human emotion effect of Pastrnak making more than Marchand. But, like, you're up against the wall here. I don't know if there's any other choice.
Yeah, and you would like to think that players understand that. We saw in Montreal that the pay scale got thrown kind of out of whack. Drouin now makes more than Max Pacioretty, the captain, and a guy who's proven to be a 30-goal scorer multiple times over. So these things happen as the financial bar gets raised. But Boston's in a tough spot because they're going to have to pay Pastrnak, maybe close to seven. And he might not quite be worth that yet, but they might have to do it just to keep him. And, you know, that'll put them in a tough position because they'd still like to add a defenseman. That they maybe would like to find another forward as some of their core is getting a bit older. You know, this last year of Zdeno Chara, so they have other holes to fill.
Yeah. All right. So the Leafs. So $21 million is the cap hit for McDavid and Draisaitl now when those deals kick in. I think next year is when they're fully on the hook. Yeah, that's the cap it for the two of them is $21 million, which is, I think, is the exact same for Taves and Kane.
It's exactly. You're right.
Right. So, and the Leafs have three of those dudes that they're going to have to figure out, right? Like, and it starts next year with Nylander. Does, like, how do you see those puzzle pieces working?
It's going to be tricky. And the thing with the Leafs is, unlike, say, Chicago, who got, you know, we have to really think about that Duncan Keith deal and what a bargain that was.
Yeah.
Unless Morgan Rielly evolves into that guy or Jake Gardner evolves into that guy, which is very possible, they still need to spend a bit more on the blue line. And that's what scares me if they go too deep on forwards, but they can't let these guys walk. The interesting thing with Nylander is, like McDavid, he's actually eligible to be signed right away. And you would think Toronto would like to do that now because we can only see Nylander's stock rising this season. He played incredible in the World Championships for his home country of Sweden. He looked great in the playoffs, looked way better in the second half of this past season than he did in the first. So I would think Nylander is poised to even have a better season this year, which means more money for him. And yeah, maybe Lou Lamoriello and Mike Babcock kind of take a note from the Oilers, which I thought it was very interesting what Shirelli did. And what he did was say, we have a very specific order in which we want to get these deals done. Mm-hmm. It's Connor McDavid, then it's Draisaitl, and then it's the rest. And I could see the Leafs saying, Nylander, you wait. We're going to do Matthews first, mm-hmm. and then sort out Nylander and Marner. It'll be interesting. But you got to start with your highest price guy, which will be Matthews.
Yeah, and it's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
Certainly
yeah.
better than the previous, half decade to a decade. Thanks for this, Luke.
Oh, yeah, no worries. Thank you.